The time in the Southern Illinois News Center is 3 minutes past the hour.
Up-to-the-minute local information when you need it. This is a Southern Illinois News Center update.
Two Heron men have been indicted by a Williamson County grand jury on murder charges in connection to a shooting death in Heron in June. According to Williamson County State's Attorney Ted Hampson, the grand jury returned indictments last week for three counts of first-degree murder against Wyatt P. Holland and Anthony R. Henderson, both of Heron. The two were accused in the death of Richard John Frank Hernandez of Heron. Hernandez's body was found in an abandoned home in the 8000 block of Chittyville Road June 30th. Police say Hernandez was shot multiple times. A person was injured after falling off a trail at a state park in southern Illinois over the weekend. According to Gorville Fire Chief Ryan McNally, a male visitor suffered multiple injuries after falling off the Hawks Cave Trail Sunday at Ferncliff State Park. McNally said air evac responded and the victim was airlifted to a hospital for treatment. There's no word on his condition. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is accusing the Trump administration of keeping him in the dark on any plans to send military forces to Chicago. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, the governor called the possible deployment an invasion and an attack on the American people.
In secret, they're planning this. Well, it's an invasion with U.S. troops if they in fact do that. The other thing is, you know, they ought to be coordinating with local law enforcement. They ought to let us know when they're coming.
Pritzker also claimed the president has other motives behind sending troops to Chicago, including an effort to stop or take control of the 2026 elections. A Randolph County man scheduled to start a prison sentence on drug-related charges is now in custody after failing to report to start his sentence. 44-year-old Robert Aldi of Sparta was arrested Sunday by Sparta police. Aldi had been sentenced to serve 4 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections for unlawful possession of methamphetamine